Well, good morning everyone and welcome to the online service for the Leeds Chapel. My name is James Tidyman and I'm going to be leading us through our time together. Now, I don't know how you found this week. It's been a bit of a crazy one, hasn't it? No longer do we only have the uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus. Now we see the seeming injustice that is surrounding the death of George Floyd there in the US and the civil unrest that is taking place not only in that country but in our country as well. And it seems that the world at this time is particularly broken and hurting and in need of real hope. And it's wonderful this morning for us as God's people to be able to know that we can arise and bless our Maker, the one who is our Master and our friend. They're the words of our first song, and they remind us that if we belong to Christ, when we wake, we can know that He is with us. When we're weak, we know that He is strong. Though I fall, His arm is there to lean on, safe on the rock of Jesus. We live in troubled times. We live in a broken and a fallen world, but we have a God that we can come to this morning. We have a God that we can look to and lean on and worship because He is good and He is powerful, almighty, and He is our friend through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to invite you as we begin our time together to pause the recording and to sing or to listen to that song, O My Soul, Arise and Bless Your Maker. Well, we're now going to turn to prayer. And as we do that, I want to read some verses from 1 Peter and chapter 5, beginning at verse 5, where Peter says, All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning so much for those words. They remind us that You indeed are the Almighty God. As we've just sung, You are the Creator of all things. And as we come this morning, we do humble ourselves before You. You are God, and we are not. You are so powerful and majestic and clothed in light and splendor. And yet, Father, when we look at ourselves in comparison to You, we know that we are small and, in the world's eyes, in a sense, insignificant. And above all, Father, we know our own sinfulness. Father, we know that we fail and fall short in so many ways. And so we do come with humility. We do come and bow before You as the great God of the universe. But Father, we thank You that not only are You the mighty God, the Creator God, You are a God of love and compassion and mercy as well. Father, we thank You that when we humble ourselves before You, You lift us up. When we confess our sin, You forgive us. When we come to You brokenhearted, You bind up our hearts. Father, we thank You that You are a God who restores us, a God who revives us, a God who refashions us into the people that we were always originally intended to be. And so, Father, we praise You for Your might and Your power on one hand, but we thank You for Your tender mercy and grace on the other. Father, we do thank You for the invitation of this verse to cast all our anxiety on You because You care for us. Father, as we look at this world, we see so much anxiety, so much angst, so much anger, even at the way things are. But Father, we thank You that in the midst of this pain and uncertainty and brokenness and injustice, we can look to You, our great God. Thank You that we can cast our burdens on You. Thank You that we can bring all of those things that trouble us before Your throne of grace. And we can leave them in Your sovereign hands. Father, as we come, maybe there are some this morning bowed down with worries and concerns or illnesses, just the loneliness and isolation of lockdown. Father, pray for them. Pray that they will be able to cast these things upon the God who loves and cares for them. And Father, as we go through this service, we do pray that you would be with us. We pray that you would strengthen our hearts. Pray that you would give us a fresh vision of who you are, of your character, of what you have done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself up for us. Again at this time, these are the truths that we need to be reminding ourselves of, speaking truth to one another through your word, through the songs that we will sing, reminding us of the God that you are. So Father, we do pray that you would bless your people wherever they are this morning. If there are people listening in today who are not Christians, pray that you would speak to them. Pray that they would have a revelation of who God is, and that they indeed would call upon the name of the Lord for themselves and so be saved as a result. Father, we pray for the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit to be at work in our lives in this time now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that verse we just read from 1 Peter, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, really ties in with something of the theme of the message this morning. We're going to be thinking about prayer. And that's what we do in prayer, don't we? We cast all of our anxiety on God. That's one of the things that we do. And we're going to be thinking specifically about how we can pray for one another as believers during this lockdown period. But as we continue to think about prayer and the unique privilege that we have as Christians to come to God, I want to read another passage from the New Testament, Philippians and chapter 4. And these are maybe familiar words to you, words that you have read many hundreds of times. But these are wonderful words that remind us of what prayer is, what we can do through prayer, and the way that God invites us to come to him in prayer and seek his face. So Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And maybe that's an exhortation that we need, especially in this day, to rejoice in the Lord, in who he is and what he has done for us. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and a petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Here Paul is saying, come to God. Bring all of those things that worry you, that burden you, that you're anxious about. Bring them to God and pray to him about those things with thanksgiving. Present these requests to God. And there's this wonderful promise, this peace of God, this supernatural peace which transcends all understanding. Naturally speaking, it doesn't make any sense. But that peace will guard your hearts and minds as you bring your burdens to God in prayer. And the next song that we are going to sing really reminds us of the privilege, this wonderful blessing that we can have through prayer. It goes, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. So let's remind ourselves of this wonderful, wonderful access we have to God through Jesus Christ as we sing or listen to this song all about the privilege of prayer. Well, we're going to read again from God's word now. If you have a Bible with you there in front of you, you're welcome to turn with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians. We're back in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Took a brief pause last week to think about Pentecost and the outpouring of the Spirit, but we're back in this book now, and we're in to chapter 3, and we're coming towards the end of chapter 3. If you remember last time, we were thinking about Paul's love for the Thessalonians and how that should inspire our love for one another and the people around us. And we were really seeing Paul's desire, his earnest desire to see the Thessalonians again. And that really culminates there in verse 10. Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Here is Paul separated from the Thessalonians because they were driven out by the locals. Persecution meant that Paul and his companions couldn't stay there in Thessalonica, so they've been separated, and Paul is desperate to see them again, to go and instruct them, to go and input again spiritually into their lives. But now we're going to see in verse 11, Paul praying for the Thessalonians. He can't get back to them at the moment. That's what he's praying for. But while he is away from them physically, he's going to pray for them spiritually, that God would be at work in their lives, even if he is not present to do so himself. So we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 11. And very simply, Paul says, "Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones." This is what Paul was praying while he was separated from the Thessalonians, praying for their love, praying for their holiness. And it gives us an insight, an indication into how we can be praying for one another as Christians at this time. So in just a moment, you are welcome to pause this recording and to head over to the Lees Chapel Facebook page, where you can watch this morning's message for yourself based on those verses. But as we do that, as we listen to God's word being preached and shared with us, let's pray. Pray that God would bless, encourage, convict, challenge, comfort, all of the things that we need him to do at this time. So Heavenly Father, that is our great prayer. We do pray that you would speak to us now through your word. We pray that you would, even though it's a different medium, we're not here in one building listening to your word at the same time, pray that it would still encourage your people. Pray that it would still edify your people. Pray that it would still build them up in their faith. Father, more than ever, we need that. We need to be encouraged. We need to be inspired to live for the Lord Jesus Christ in a difficult world, in a broken world, in a fallen world, to be lights in the darkness, to be salt, who preserve, in a sense, the moral fabric of society as we reflect your values, as we reflect your character, as we conduct our lives in a way that is honoring and glorifying to you. And Father, as we think about this world, we do pray for it. We do pray for peace in this country. We do pray that those who are protesting wouldn't do so violently. Father, there does need to be change, it seems, in terms of race relations, especially there in the United States. But Father, we pray that these ends would be reached with the right means. And we just pray. We pray for healing. We pray for divisions to be broken down between different races, between different communities. And Father, we know ultimately that the only cure for this world is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that brings people from all kinds of backgrounds and makes them united, makes them one in Jesus Christ. So, Father, our great prayer is not just for a change in politics, but for a change in heart, for a change in the way that people relate to you, and therefore in a way that they relate to one another. So, Father, we continue to look to you for all of these things. Pray again for this area. Pray for people in despair, broken, lost, in need of forgiveness and salvation. Would your Holy Spirit be at work in powerful ways to draw many people to yourself, into your kingdom at this time. And we pray all of these things for the glory and honor of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, please do pause this recording and head over to the Lees Chapel Facebook page and you can watch this morning's message there. Hope it will bless you and encourage you now in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to close by singing a song that reminds us of the love of God. That was one of the points in the message, that we will be people who are filled with love. And the love that we want to be filled with isn't an ordinary, natural love, but as the song that we're going to close with says, it's a divine love, a love that excels all other loves. This is the love of God himself. That's what we want to be poured into our hearts, so that we might freely love the people around us, ongoing love for the people around us. But it's a song that also references this need for holiness, this desire, this prayer to be changed by God. One line says, "Take away the love of sinning, Alpha and Omega B, end of faith as its beginning, set our hearts at liberty. There's this desire to be free from sin and the desire for sin. And then the final verse of this song says, finish then your new creation, pure and sinless let us be. Let us see your great salvation, perfect in eternity, changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we lay our crowns before you, lost in wonder, love and praise. It's a prayer, Lord, finish that work in us. May we be pure and sinless. May we one day stand before you, spotless, blameless and holy, to worship you for all of eternity. So as we close our time together, please sing that song or listen to it, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Well, let me close our time together by praying another of Paul's prayers that we find in the book of 1 Thessalonians. You can find it there in chapter 5 towards the end, verse 23. And this is really a repetition of the prayer that we have looked at this morning, where Paul says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. Father, pray that these things will be true for us this week. May we look more and more like Jesus Christ in our love and holiness. We pray in his name. Amen.